Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Welcome back, folks. And it's now or never. And I'm not going to get into why it's now or never. If you don't listen to the show, we'll get to that if you listen to this on a regular basis. What I do want to get into is because we've gotten an uptick in our subscription, we want to emphasize, if you go to our YouTube channel, if you've watched any of the videos on our YouTube channel, go subscribe to that, because as we drop new videos, we're going to be dropping a constitutional course on there for you. As a matter of fact, we've already done the constitutional course. It's already on the podcast. What we're going to do, or what I'm going to do, is I'm going to go through the broadcast of the Constitution courses and edit out those little fragments, or I should say, not the fragments, the promos that we have in our show. So basically, you'll be able to listen to a no commercial show that is talking strictly about the Constitution from the Article 1 all the way to the 27th Amendment. Now, we go through all the different amendments that have been submitted that are out there, the importance of everything. So we go through what's being violated. You're going to want to hear this course because I don't know anybody that's teaching this stuff. Well, actually, I do. I know Douglas V. Gibbs kind of has a very similar course. I mean, we're pretty close to the same thing. He actually, I think, you know, offers the curriculum. He has a book to buy and all of that type of stuff. But if you just want to download so that as you do your traveling, your commuting, you can start listening. And one of the things we added this past year is the petitions that we need to create just by going through the Constitution. Now, there's a lot more in our Bill of Rights for the 21st century. But anyway, let me just go ahead and kind of dial into, you know, what we're doing, but please subscribe, okay? Subscribe to the YouTube channel. In the next month, we will be having a national call. I've been kind of doing this and announcing this on a daily basis. We're going to be doing this call 8 p.m. Eastern. It'll be 5 p.m. Pacific time, and it'll be a one-hour call. I'm going to have to leave it to 1 hour. And we're going to have to do this weekly. And the reason I'm, you know, can't actually give you the day we're going to start this, or I should say the week we're going to start this, it will probably be a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. And I'm probably leaning more towards a Wednesday than anything else because I know that, you know, there are a lot of different groups that meet on Thursdays, and there's certain things that happen on Tuesdays, like county commissioner meetings and so forth. So it's going to be Wednesdays. And I also know that there's always going to be a conflict during the week. And what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up starting to create, you know, additional meetings. So I'm going to be doing this one radio show, and then we're going to be doing a call-in so that it's actually where we have specific leaders on a weekly basis calling in, talking about what they're doing, what they're learning, and everything else. And these folks will actually have open microphones, and they'll be able to, you know, tell people what they just did at the county commissioners, what they just did in collecting signatures, what kind of petitions they're working on. This is a working group. This is not necessarily, I'm the facilitator. Literally, I'm just the facilitator of this Reclaiming the Republic. You need to do this because I can't be everywhere. So we need you in every state, in every county to start doing this. And you're going to be welcome to dial in. If you want to contribute, you have to send me an email to say, I'd like to, you know, explain, you know, what we've just done, what we're doing, and so forth. This way, we'll have plenty to, you know, hear from South Dakota, some Wyoming, Montana, so forth and so on. So what we hope to do is actually help start sharing, you know, the frustrations and sharing the successes that everybody is dealing with. I think this is the important part of helping people realize, you know, there is fruit in doing this. We can actually do this. And, you know, don't worry. One of the things I told you is on my website, there's an article regarding what happened in Wyoming in Campbell County. If you haven't read that article, this is amazing, folks. These guys went in and petitioned the county commissioners to demand that this, you know, these two laws be repealed because they're violating the Constitution. They make a great argument, but bottom line, the county commissioners pushed back and they actually made the mistakes of saying, we don't think we're responsible. We're not accountable. And there's another, and I know of this other county commissioner who's actually spitting fire and everything else. She doesn't want to be held accountable. But she's not in this county. But there are people with these types of attitudes that are absolutely emboldened, that they believe that they have, you know, this immunity. Folks, that's where your public servants are. They believe that they are immune to all of this stuff. We have to force them to become accountable. And the only way we can do that is if I can force you. But that is antithetical to the scale of liberty. I need you to come to the conclusion of doing this. One of the best things that you can do in helping people make the right decisions is getting them fully informed. This is one of the reasons why I demand. This is why I give you all of the information. And instead of demanding, I actually read the words here on the show so that you don't have to take my word for it. You actually hear what Madison says. This is why in these presentations, I actually read these words so that you go, wow. And then you go read for yourself and you see these words. And you go, oh my gosh, we have to do this. This is our job. We have to hold them accountable. Folks, the reason we're in this mess is because we've never been holding them accountable. Because this nation was founded on good, honorable men with great integrity. Well, we have people that have no integrity, have no honor, because they have not been taught these things, because we've allowed our mores and the morality of our society has completely been degraded. We live in a world that's heading towards full debauchery. Folks, we can do this. It just needs faith. That's one of the things that I have to point out. And so a good friend, Tosh, pointed out that I didn't make a point yesterday when I was talking about grassroots movements and money. And I started going down this path, and I know I told you this, but this has a lot to do with the scale of liberty, right? Because it was all about, and I was making the point and proving that the conservative movement, the conservative entertainers, the conservative grassroots organizers are all about taking control of unconstitutional powers for conservative purposes. I say they have no authority to do that, just like the left had no authority to implement them. And this is what we have to get into our brain housing groups. We have to start understanding, my goodness, they have no authority to do this. So there's a stark difference between what we're doing, your grassroots organizations, the Citizens for Liberty in South Dakota. That organization is demanding constitutional compliance. At least at this point, that's the way they're heading. And as long as they demand constitutional compliance, then they need to get your membership. They need to get your involvement, your money. They need to get businesses to support them. Every business needs to support in your state, in your county, in your organization that is demanding full compliance, whatever you're calling it, Citizens for Liberty. If you're going to call it Reclaiming the Republic, you need to have an agreement, because I have trademarked that. And so for you to use that, you have to basically acknowledge and agree that there's nobody that can actually make compensation. It's one thing to be reimbursed for expenses and so forth, but it is not about compensation. It's not about earning money. And I'm okay with people, you know, using, you know, the reclaiming the republic, but you don't have to call it that. You can call it whatever you want. But one of the things you will be is you will be affiliated with reclaiming the republic, because the only way we can reclaim the republic is by full compliance to the Constitution. This is irrefutable. Even when I've had, you know, quasi-leftist talk to me, they don't even want to touch me. They don't even want to come after me because there's really no holes. The only way they can come after me is me, myself. You know, me as a man, me as a, you know, as a sinner, a person that is with fault. I mean, anybody, you know, everybody has fault, and we all, you know, have different degrees and so forth. So the only way they can actually come after me is by attacking me. This is what they do, and this is how they try to create the outcome of a campaign. I am telling you, folks, I would far rather have an adulterer, repentant adulterer, that has, you know, I don't care what you've done. If you're contrite, you've repented, and you have proven, and you become an advocate for full liberty, you know, and helping people understand that this is the direction we need to go, you do not need to be perfect. It doesn't matter what sins. They may be the reddest of red. Doesn't he promise that those things will be cleansed? It's not for us to judge, but that's exactly what Satan wants us to do. That's what the evil people want us to do, is use our repulsion towards the sin and make that embedded into the man, into the woman, into the person that we're looking at as a politician. Stop playing the morality game. Start playing, you know, what am I doing now and what are you doing? And we're watching you, because it doesn't matter. If they're not supporting the Constitution, they're not doing what they're supposed to do, their votes will prove that. Their actions will prove that, and we call them out, we hold them accountable. It really doesn't matter. Technically, we could allow a Mohammedan to be in office and hold them fully accountable. And you can almost bet that they're going to do things that are going to be deceptive. They actually have a doctrine in Islam about being deceptive and lying. But when it comes to how they vote, the bills they write, and everything that they do, if they do not support the Constitution, they should be gone. So we have the authority. We just have to demand the full control, because God gave us all of this in our Constitution. We can have full control over this government by using the Constitution. And that's a good thing on the side of liberty. We will be right back after this.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so let me get to the point, because as I was called out for this, I just want to make sure how this all makes sense of why and what we're supposed to be supporting. When it comes to money and government, you know, these grassroots movements are, you know, are movements that are designed to move government in one direction or another. So again, the leftists and the conservatives, the money that goes into them moves government to maintain control. In other words, it's all leftist ideology. Whether it's a conservative control or a leftist control, it is still leftist because it's about control. So conservative doesn't mean right. Conservative doesn't mean constitutional. When I say right, I mean correct or the true right, the true side of liberty. You know, actually, if you look at the spectrum from left to right. So anyway, and without making this even more confusing, the point is that people need to be supporting and consecrating their time and effort towards the grassroots movements, towards the Citizens for Liberty, towards your local county efforts and your state efforts in demanding full compliance to the Constitution. Your litmus test on who you support, your litmus test as a business of who you support, needs to go towards, because if you want to look, businesses are big time contributing to campaigns. They're big time contributing to, you know, lobbyists and PACs and so forth. When you see a local business contributing, you need to go, especially if they claim to be conservative, you need to go in and say, why in the heck are you doing this? Because you're supporting an organization that is supporting the control of government and giving government, you know, these unconstitutional powers to control us. We demand that you absolutely start holding government accountable to the Constitution, and we demand that you contribute to an organization that does that, such as this. Quit giving your money to the parties. Oh, but here's the powerful thing, because I've said this before. What do you do if a party actually comes up to become the champion of the Constitution? I mean, a hardcore champion demanding full compliance. What that party would have to do is that party would have to say, we need to stop allowing the party to choose our electors, to choose and control our county committeemen, to choose and control, you know, the committees in our government and so forth. The party has to step back and relinquish all control and give that control back to the sovereigns of our nation and state and county, which is the people. And that government that the people have formed at all levels, the national government, the state government, and the county government, they are the sovereigns just like the people. They have sovereignty over those powers delegated. So as we start looking at what to do with money and who should be being financially supported, it should be a huge ding. It should be a huge badge of shame for any business or any person that is absolutely supporting these progressives or these the socialist organizations, whether they be conservative or leftist, it doesn't matter. It's all socialism. We have to start differentiating. That right there, my friends, is all political partisan crap. Those who are supporting the grassroots movement that is zero partisan, zero party, it is zero politics, it is about demanding full compliance of the Constitution, period. Because, folks, if we get government in full compliance, the politics that they play and those things delegated, you know what? I think we'll all be better served. We'll all be better served. And it's that simple. So thanks, Tosh, for holding me out and, you know, calling me out. You know, if you call our comment line, 425-270-5416, and interesting, you know, I know a lot of people by the last name of Tosh, but he's the only guy I know that's by the first name Tosh. But anyway, as we move forward, we want to get back into the scale of liberty. And we kind of, you know, helped you understand that as we swing back and forth and we, you know, as society moves, ebbs and flows on, you know, oh, well, we need to control this. We, you know, we got to deregulate this. We got to stop controlling this. We got to open this up for, you know, freedom of choice. You know, we can easily see the benefits when deregulation is truly allowed. The problem is that deregulation usually does not mean unregulated. There are still regulations, and over time, more regulations come along and more look at the airline industry today. Do you think the airline industry is unregulated? Heck no. Not at all. As a matter of fact, since they were deregulated to today, they're in full control, I should say, they're fully controlled. And they're doing everything that they are being told to do by whom? By government and the globalists who are actually controlling. Wokeness has taken over. This globalist movement is the epitome of the globalist control over all of these things. You know, why is it that all of these businesses and companies are ramming diversity and all of these things down your throat? Well, that's because that's how they want to control everybody, by using fear, by using lies and deception to get people believing that they're victims, or that, you know, they are actually those who have made victims out of others. Guilt, fear, these are all tools that they use to manipulate. And I'm telling you what, society and these entities operating within organizations and organizations themselves have become so good at manipulating us to help us not see the sliding and how dark it's getting in the tunnel. As we get deeper and deeper into that tunnel, the less we can see. We get to a point where our eyes can't adjust anymore. You know, as you walk into a cave, you can kind of see things really well, as, you know, because there's a lot of light. And as you start getting further into that tunnel, the less you can see, the less to the point where you can't see anymore. And the only way you can see is if you turn around and you can see that light. But by doing that, it makes an adjustment with your pupils to where, you know, the blackness, even, you know, it's completely black. You can't see anything because your eyes have, you know, your pupils have kind of shrunk to a point because of the light. Folks, it's all about what we are seeing, and what we are doing is a resemblance to the lack of liberty. We need to restore liberty. That's why we've been going through the scale of liberty. Now, what I want to do, because I have a letter, and this letter was given to Billy Graham, and I believe it was given to Billy Graham by a fellow church leader. I don't know all of the details, but this is what I have. And this is called The Commitment. And a student at an Eastern university recently went to Mexico, where in the process of time and discovering true dedication in some communist workers, he became a communist himself. Shortly afterward, he wrote to his fiancée, breaking off their engagement. This letter that he wrote in breaking off his engagement was given to Billy Graham by a Presbyterian minister in Montreat, North Carolina, where Billy Graham lives. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through what he says. Now, the way this guy communicates, he communicates a lot in just a sentence. And when you read through the sentence, boom, 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 you can go really fast through this and go, you know, you kind of miss some of the points he's making. And so one of the things we have to help you understand before I get into this on the scale of liberty, when we look at the attitudes on the different spectrums, the person on the scale of liberty that is in the pure liberty, the white part of the scale, is absolutely repulsed, absolutely, you know, refuses to compel anybody. They just will not force anybody to do something. They will, you know, make sure that that person chooses for themselves what to do. On the other end of the scale of liberty, a person on that end has no compulsion and actually has zero regard for life itself and whether a person does what they're supposed to do. If they don't do what they're supposed to do, you kill them. You get rid of them because we just don't have time to deal with people with that kind of attitude. The ends justify the means. Either you do what you're told or we get rid of you. Now, sometimes they'll just demote you because maybe you just didn't do something or nuance, or they have their degrees of how they punish you. but they have no moral, you know, meter whatsoever that killing is wrong. It is necessary. It justifies the means. The progressives believe, if you look at the Georgia Guidestones, the progressives believe that this world can only safely maintain a 500 million people. So they need to kill a lot of people. The pandemics is a part of that. They're convincing us, and I'm convinced today, that the flus and the, you know, the things that go around have been more by design than they have been by nature. That there may be, you know, these things like a guy goes out and gets Ebola or what have you, AIDS, what have you, that is out there, and we're finding some of these super viruses and so forth. But I do not believe that the people that are dying from the flu and everything else, these, you know, all of these different diseases, has anything to do with nature as much as it has due to, with evil people trying to administer death to the public. And now that we hit this 8, they claim that we hit this 8 billion. You know, folks, I have a problem with this. I don't believe the numbers anymore. I believe that we're probably over, well over 8 billion, but I think we hit 8 billion just from all of the millions of people that died from COVID. We were going down. And so they're looking to take us down to 500 million. There's a lot of people that have to die to do this. But anyway, when we come back, we'll get back into what this communist said to his fiance. We'll be right back after this promo.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to actually add a flip side. So when I try to do the flip side or a comment, I'll say, and I am adding, or something like that. So let's kind of go through this. We communists have a high casualty rate. Yes, amongst themselves, and especially when they take control amongst, this is me adding this, yes, amongst themselves, and once they take full control amongst those who they oppose. Right now, so then kind of adding this, this is what he says. We're the ones who get shot and hanged and lynched and tarred and feathered and jailed and slandered. Well, yeah, that's for right now. But when you take control, it will be opening up ditches, putting people into them, shooting them, killing them, and burying them. Mass graves is what you do. Pol Pot did this in Cambodia. Stalin did this by the millions. Lenin or Mao did this. I mean, this is what you're out to do, is kill a lot of people as you seize control. The next thing he says is, we live in poverty. Yes, and your economic system is not designed to develop and allow the economy to grow and flourish. You're creating a poverty system that is absolutely in full control of what anybody and everybody does to make sure that nobody becomes too successful, to be able to dominate a market space or anything like that. And so even markets themselves are being suppressed because they cannot allow certain markets to open. So it's all about control. Then he says this, we turn back to the party every penny we make above what is absolutely necessary to keep us alive. Now, what is Soros doing? Soros has been maintaining and supporting and actually controlling. I mean, he's absolutely in control of the communist movement along with all of his other friends like Bill Gates and the rest of these folks. This exclusive billionaire club, they're the ones that are funding this global communism. And oh, by the way, they're getting government like the United States government to subsidize. We've been subsidizing communist China since Nixon. So don't tell me that we haven't been underwriting. And as a matter of fact, because we're doing this, because we've been spending and bending over, allowing billions of dollars to absorb and subsidize communism out of China and the rest of the world. Billions, trillions. Folks, they're not the ones paying for it solely. They're getting our governments. That's how far they've advanced. This was a while ago when this was written. We communists, see, this is him again. We communists don't have the time or the money for any movies or concerts or T-bone steaks or decent homes and new cars. We've been described as fanatics. They don't have the time for it because that's it. They are fanatics, and they don't have the time for it because they're so dedicated of obtaining control. They're like worker bees. They completely acknowledge their commitment of doing the work. Now, folks, the only way we can repel this is by doing the opposite work, by holding government accountable and getting government back into the framework. The only way we can contain communism here in America is by holding government fully accountable, kind of like going down that path of what McCarthy did. Remember, McCarthy has been blackballed by history and everybody in the United States when he was right in holding people accountable to the Constitution, that the communist movement had absolutely no right to flourish, to exist in the United States. And that's because of the system itself. But we've talked about that. And if you've got questions, we'll get into that on our own. But if you've got a direct question, let me know. I'd be happy to answer how communism has no, a communist has no business being a U.S. citizen or being in the United States. They are the antithesis of liberty, and they are the enemy of the Constitution. Our lives are dominated by one great, this is him again, our lives are dominated by one great overshadowing factor, the struggle for world communism. We subordinate our petty personal selves into a great movement of humanity if our personal lives seem hard or our egos appear to suffer through subordination to the party, then we are adequately compensated by the thought that each of us in his small way is contributing something new and true for the betterment of mankind. Folks, this is how twisted they really believe. They're willing to take these insults. They're willing to take, you know, the punishments. They're willing to be, you know, hanged and lynched and tarred and feathered because they don't belong here. They're willing to do it. They're willing to hide, lie, deceive, anything necessary to propel themselves forward. And they're doing it, and they're successfully doing it. We can actually contain all of this by holding government fully accountable. But they subordinate themselves to this. The only way we win is by doing what they're doing, except instead of seizing control, we demand accountability to our government to doing those things that they have the authority to do. And eventually, once we get to that point, we can get back to McCarthyism to actually start identifying influencers, start identifying people in society that believe that complying and the rule of law is, you know, it's okay to violate the compliance of the Constitution. It's okay to violate the rule of law. Those folks need to actually be punished. And you know what? These, if they're ideologues, I don't think we should throw them in jail. I think we should just get rid of them. Just like the Tories, we need to ship them out. We don't want that cancer in our jails. We don't want that, but we don't want to kill them. We shouldn't have to kill them. They should be able to go thrive in a country and a nation where they can do with all the damage they want to themselves and those people that live there. Eventually, those people will get rid of them. It's how the immune system slowly cleans out the germs and the bacteria, because they're just a germ in our world. That's all they are. And they're spreading and spreading and spreading because we allow the germ to exist, because we're not kicking in our immune system, because they have no legal right to be here. Every U.S. citizen is legally bound by the law to support the Constitution. Every public servant is legally bound by the legal oath that they take to do that. You can't tell me that this system isn't a beautiful system. You can't. Anyway, so this guy goes on, and he says this, "There is one thing in which I am dead earnest, and that it is the communist cause." In other words, this guy has committed his life to the cause of spreading communism. He's down in Mexico. And so, this happened in 1960. It's at the bottom of the page here. I'm working my way down there. So that's how long ago this was, right? This is what, 60 years ago? 60-some years ago. Communism was thriving big time in Mexico. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you believe that Mexico has been taken over by communism? They didn't have a Bolshevik revolution. But do you believe Mexico has been taken over by communism? Do you believe America has been taken over by communism? I do. And so it's interesting how we have failed to see all of these other nations become subjugated. They need the United States to fail. They're not going to tell everybody that this is the world's global communist movement. That what they're going to do is they're just going to seize control. They're going to rename it, and they're going to put a happy face on it. And we're all going to march forward towards that sunny, happy face and be deceived while we run into the arms of this great deceiver. Folks, it's time to wake up. It's now or never. You hear me say this all the time. Anyway, he goes on and says this, "It is my life, my business, my religion, my hobby, my sweetheart, my wife, and my mistress, my bread and meat." This guy, to the bone, to the fiber of his existence, is a communist and a communist ideologue and a worker for promoting communism. He has become hardcore. Now, if you've ever met anybody that's a leftist, like PETA or what have you, it doesn't matter. You know, some of these people don't even know that they've become a communist just because they're, you know, hardcore green movement. They don't understand. It's just a label that's put in front of the communism or over the communism, but it's still the same thing. This green movement is about communism. It's this religious form of communism of demanding that we destroy, you know, all of the great advancements, all of our enlightenment, so that we can go back to the Stone Ages. For what reason? Oh, to preserve something that we have no ability to impact. We have no ability to impact the climate on this earth. Not in contrast to a volcanic eruption, in contrast to the earthquakes, and in contrast to everything that this earth can do, man has barely even put a pimple on this earth compared to what the volcanoes and the rest of the things that have occurred. So he goes on and says, "I work at it in the daytime and dream of it at night. It holds on me not lessens. As time goes on, it grows. Its hold on me grows and grows. So he's proving that as he becomes more a part of this, the stronger his conviction is. In contrast to this, folks, when somebody actually becomes Christian, when somebody actually becomes a part of the truth, you know, the same thing kind of has the effect. However, the difference is he does not have the, you know, a whole bunch of hosts of evil beings, or I should say angels and good spirits, that are trying to tempt him to move away. The only thing he has is the inner spirit testifying to him that this is the wrong thing. We need to go away. And the further away you go down this path, the quieter that spirit gets, the quieter your conscience gets. Can a person completely mute their conscience? We'll be right back after this.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
I cannot emphasize enough how critical it is, and how important it is that we start recognizing that we need a level of commitment to match the level of commitment of our opponent. I know many of you feel, and many of you are, you see, we struggle because we have the plight of day. We cannot abandon other responsibilities and everything else. Those things weigh on us. Those folks who actually slide into, they don't care. And as a matter of fact, the group that they slide into doesn't care either. You know, they will reward you if you give them a reason to. But bottom line, you are in the arms that has no compassion, because they'll be here for you today, and down the road, they won't be here for you at all. And what I'm trying to say, folks, is, you know, there are many people that go and dive into this, and even some of those that are rising stars, they allow them to get crushed and killed. They don't care, because they know that they have way too many people. This is the paradigm of communist China. They do not have a person problem. They can always find somebody to take, you know, the mantle, to take the torch of communism and continue it on, because they have an abundance of people. And if you look at how many people do we have in America that are really, truly holding the torch of liberty. Seriously, as I have proven to you, the entire host of conservative entertainers out there who are getting paid to actually maintain this, you know, this conservative control, or fighting for the conservative control of communism, they're not doing good things. And as a matter of fact, they've subjugated themselves to the golden egg. The golden egg that is being laid by the goose. The goose has enough golden eggs for everybody, as long as you do what you need to rise to the top. you know, Rush Limbaugh was at the top for a long time. And, you know, Glenn Beck kind of got, you know, and there's this little competition, Mark Levin and Sean Hannity. And, but, you know, these are, that's the cream of the crop in America, right? I mean, there are other ones, but they're probably the most renowned. I might be missing somebody, but I can't think of them because I've really removed myself from that genre, from that milieu a long time ago. I mean, I get out there and I listen to whatever's on the radio station, but I don't care who's on the top anymore. I know what side they're on. Now, they can turn any moment, but to do that, they really have to free themselves from their dependency of that golden egg that is coming from the leftist, because the goose is the problem. And the problem creates all these golden eggs, because the next problem, this communist movement, the next problem, like I said, it could be the Department of Babysitting. That becomes another golden egg. And the person that brings that forward, like, you know, I guess there's a guy by the name of Rogan. He's, you know, fighting his way up. Same thing with this guy that supposedly is replacing Rush Limbaugh. Oh, they're all fighting over this little piece of the pie for, you know, for a little bit bigger egg coming from the goose. Who's the goose? Well, the money's coming from somewhere, and you are the hard workers. You absolutely have to be the biggest contributors to all of this. Folks, those who create, those who produce are the only thing that makes this world go round. And so whether you're producing for good or producing for bad, because there's a lot of people out there nowadays that are producing for bad, and they're making money and they're getting rich. As a matter of fact, you want to be a part of the woke society, you know, and you start a little company and you have a, you know, a viable, stupid product. You could become the next billionaire because they'll support you. If you have that level of influence and you can play, you know, and contribute to their world agenda. This is how evil and this is how far along we've gotten. And I know you all know this, but what I'm showing you here is the open heart of a man confessing to somebody he at once loved that he no longer loves her. He loves this ideology. And this is what he says. He says, I evaluate people, books, ideas, and action according to how they affect the communist cause and by their attitude toward it. You know, interestingly enough, that's exactly what I do for the cause of liberty. I evaluate books, movies, actions, ideas. This is why I see the evil in everything, even the little susceptible things that I do. You know, it's almost impossible for me to have some products, and I need to do without. I feel like I'm a hypocrite when I have a Coke. I go out to eat, and I have a Coke. Ah, yeah, I know they're woke, but, you know, what do? Everything that they're offering is a woke product. What do? Have water, have lemon and water, but who knows, the lemon could be coming from a woke company as well. Just the water then. Well, the water's coming from the government, the public service system, or maybe Perrier. You know, we actually start recognizing that it has advanced so much that there's very few businesses. This is why I keep harping that businesses need to be called out, and businesses and people that are good people in business need to realize that the party system and, you know, these contributions to conservative movements and everything else, and those businesses that are doing nothing because they believe that, you know, getting involved in politics is terrible. No, getting involved in partisan politics is terrible. Getting involved in the civics and the Constitution and improving liberty in our community is what they all need to be doing. That's why they need to be contributing to Citizens for Liberty in South Dakota. They need to be contributing to your organization, whatever it is in Missouri, whatever it is in Wyoming, whatever it is in any of these different states. This is what and where the money needs to go. This needs to be the badge of honor. where I am contributing to true liberty. I'm not contributing to the facade of conservatism, because conservatism is the same side, or it's an opposite side of the same coin of communism and control. Seriously, folks. I mean, there are two sides to a coin. There's two sides to the bird, but it's still the same bird. There's many people that come up with these types of analogies. I can't claim credit to this, but the fact is true. So we use them because metaphorically they speak the message. We have to get off the bird. We have to throw away the coin. We need to demand the truth. We need to demand full accountability and compliance to the rule of law and the Constitution. I say the same things almost all the time, but I try to go through this curriculum and I try to go through this information to help you understand on a daily basis why this is so important. It is a matter of liberty or death, or the death of liberty and full subjugation. And so anyway, as he says, he's evaluated books and everything else, and he lives for this cause and everything towards it. So he then says this, and this is his final note. I have already been in jail because of my ideas, and if necessary, I am ready to go before a firing squad. Folks, this is the ultimate. Are you ready to die for liberty? When the framers signed that Declaration of Independence, do you think, because yes, they knew, as a matter of fact, they put it in the Declaration of Independence, that they signed, you know, knowing that they're dedicating their lives, you know, their fortunes, everything to the cause of liberty. Everybody that does this knows. Now, let me just take away this whole, this ominous threat that we're all going to die. Let me ask you this, because history proves this point. Do you believe that God wants liberty to flourish on the earth? Absolutely. And in every way, and in every time, and in every capacity throughout the history of the Western civilization, just Western civilization where we've been tossed to and fro, every time there's been a liberty movement, God has blessed everybody that got, you know, rolled up their sleeves and got involved. Everybody. Now, there are people that I can't speak for that may have had some afflictions and may have had, you know, whatever, you know, that's between, you know, God, them, and everything, and, you know, those involved. But I have to move forward. We have to move forward with faith. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that he will bless us. He, you know, prove now this day that he won't. He promises us that if we do what's right, he will bless us. Let's start doing everything we can. I mean, who could afford to not receive these blessings in life? I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.